Santa Fe received a bit more snowfall Sunday night, but the light dusting of powdery snow has not prompted any closures or delays thus far this morning. Major city arterials are snow-packed and slick in areas. Drivers are urged to use caution. The Los Alamos Fire Department reports that one person was killed after a small plane crashed Sunday morning close to the Los Alamos Airport near State Highway 502 and the Los Alamos County Line. Authorities say it's unclear if the plane was taking off or landing or how many people were on board. The Los Alamos Monitor reports emergency crews had to hike to extinguish a fire related to the crash. Federal officials are now handling the investigation. The New Mexico Foundation for Open Government has lost its latest effort to require the state to make public the full audit report of New Mexico behavioral health providers the state used to justify its termination of their contracts. Last week, Santa Fe District Court Judge Sarah Singleton agreed with the state in a lawsuit filed by NMFOG seeking disclosure of the audit. NMFOG officer Greg Williams calls the ruling disappointing.
It was important enough to the Health Services Division to cut off funding to 15 different behavioral health providers in this state, which really has an important effect on patients in this state.
A judge in Las Cruces made a similar ruling last month in a separate lawsuit. City Councilor Rebecca Wurzburger dropped out of the race for Santa Fe mayor Saturday. Wurzburger made the announcement in an email, but also indicated her support for candidate Javier Gonzalez for the city's top job. Wurzburger's fellow city councilors, Bill Demas and Patty Boucher, also remain in the March 4th contest. Wurzburger was the only one of four, the final four, who hadn't qualified for public campaign financing. State lawmakers on the New Mexico Legislative Finance Committee today will hear current and future fiscal year general fund projections. The LFC will also hear about available severance tax and general obligation bond funds used to fund capital outlay projects. The panel meets through Friday at the Roundhouse. Despite recent improvement, New Mexico's high school graduation rate hovers near the bottom among states. The Albuquerque Journal reports the New Mexico graduation rate improved from 63% to 70% over the last 2 years, but that only Washington, D.C., Nevada, and Oregon had lower percentages of graduating high school seniors. A state public education department official notes greater improvement among Hispanic, Native American, and students with disabilities and expects future improvements based on that data. Santa Fe weather, 30% chance of snow today, mainly before 11 a.m. It'll be mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny, a high of only 16. Total daytime snow accumulation less than half an inch possible. For tonight, mostly clear, a low around 1. For tomorrow, sunny, a high near 24. I'm Tom Tropridge, KSFR First News.